Irregardless, he's Italian.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. you won't believe. You won't believe. First of all, welcome to the show. We're starting a tad bit late. I was working on my show prep. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through the live Facebook feed, which we do live every Wednesday or every other Wednesday or mostly Wednesday. But we do it live, and we broadcast live through Facebook, and we're working on a YouTube and a Instagram live feed as well, all simulcast, blah, blah, blah. And if you can't listen to the live show, because believe me, the live show is so effed up, squared, then you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version, available now through our new hosting platform, Podbean. And then you can subscribe through iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, all that. And it's actually in the link. So let's do this because I got to get to it because I'm having a... Let me bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So I'm drinking. Here's the thing. I have not used my laptop and it's overheating and you can hear this hiss and I'm going to try to fix it in post. And I was busy today trying to do the show, trying to prep it. I have a guest for tonight. I've been very busy. Today happened to be one of these days where I got up late, I didn't sleep, and blah, blah, blah. So I was working on the show prep. I'm working on my laptop here, and I've got my iMac right there. And I got my iPad over there. So I'm all set up. I went through every single bit of my show prep, went to save the file.
Duh.
Just totally crashed, and all the show prep that I was doing is gone. But let me go through some of the stuff that I was working on for the Happening Now monologue so it doesn't sound like I'm just making it up, because I actually did some work. First of all, we're into March, almost April. Things have been going crazy. The Easter Bunny visits have been going completely mental, which is really good. I bought another costume because I'm outside. So I have an outside costume and an inside costume. And I know what you're saying. Mark, who needs two Easter Bunny costumes? Me. What? Why? I don't know. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to do, I'll get into this in a minute. Just don't let me forget birthdays. Type it in. Okay? Type it in case I forget. So I bought another Easter Bunny costume. So we're doing outside visits. We did one a couple weeks ago. And it was only for like, I think it was like three or four visits. And the suit, I've been losing weight. You folks don't know this. I've been losing weight. I've probably lost about 15, 20 pounds. And I'm thinner. My pants, when I tell you my pants are falling off, my pants are falling off. So I'm the Easter Bunny costume isn't, it, the only way you can get it is you can get it large and extra large. That's the only way to get it. So I wasn't going to take any chances. So I did all the readings, the scales, you know, how they put everything through. And they say, this is recommended. Okay. So I got an extra large because at the time I was a big fat fuck. And so I got a big fat Easter Bunny costume and I fit into it. Now I've seen the pictures. I'm like, oh my God, Something's wrong with that Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny's a little gaunt. Like he's got this giant head on this wrinkly skinned body. It's not it's not horrible, but it's kind of horrible. But I got a new Easter Bunny costume that I'm going to wear just pretty much outside, and it's so I can beat it up a little bit more, because the one I have is actually really, really, and it's actually over there. You can't see it. It's over there. So that's the first thing, the Easter Bunny. Salem Trolley's picking up, starting up April. April 1st is Friday. I can't believe it, because I did all the show prep. I had all the show prep, all stuff, and I just fell apart at the last second. But yes, the Salem Trolley starts up. And if you're in Salem and you want to know a lot about Salem, I would recommend the trolley. If I'm your guide, that would be fantastic. If I'm not your guide, then, you know, you're still going to find out quite a bit, because it takes you all around the city, takes you about an hour. And this time of year, it's good on and off. So when it gets a little busier, you won't be able to use it on and off, because we have a lot of people coming to Salem. Yeah, we do. Let's see. Comedy. Oh my God. Comedy's going mental. I'm booking in June now. And I just had, my wife didn't want me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room afterwards. I really am. Because believe me, my take on it's going to be like everybody else. I've redone my website, and here's what I want to do. I want you to look at this. Here's the thing. I just pumped this up, and I'm working on this OBS system, which is actually really cool. I absolutely love it. And this is my new designed webpage. It's not completely done yet, so we haven't had a grand kind of pop out for it, but I like what she's done. My wife's friend, Corey, who is now my friend, she did my previous, she kind of helped with the previous one. Not only did she do this one, let's see if I can do this one. She did this. You know, I had all this prepped. She did my new, this is the new Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival website. It is kick ass. And it's like so different, and it's more modern, and it's just, oh, I'm so happy with it. So she did my website and the comedy website. Not just that, she's moved it to SiteGround, which is my wife's website. You don't know this, but if you have hosting platforms, you can have multiple websites on them. So now this is all, you know, it's all under the ever scrolling, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, I'm super happy about this. I think this is great. And this is actually going to be one of our guests tonight. So this is Rebecca Kaplan, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'm very happy about all the things that this website is really kind of doing. I'm just super crazy about it. I really am. And I can't wait till I get to tweak it just a little bit. There's a couple little tweaks here and there. I ran out of money. That's the honest truth. I ran out of money, folks. And this is not cheap. Websites aren't freaking cheap, dude. I don't know what to tell you. It's just not easy. And it's not cheap for the good work. You know, you can get a website done. Shit, you could get, you know, what's that, Wix? You could put some shit together and bang, you're doing Wix. But, you know, so it's much different. So let's see. What else do I got going on? Oh, let me see. Let me think about this. What else has been happening in the news? Let me think. Oh, yeah.
Slap him like a bitch!
Dude! All right, let's talk about it. The Academy Awards was Sunday. I don't watch it. I haven't watched it in a long time. My wife loves it. She loves the pomp and circumstance. She loves the dresses. She loves this. She likes, you know, my wife's an actor and I'm a comic. That's kind of the way it is. But, you know, my wife's a very, very talented actor. And I'd like to think that I have some talent as acting as well. I know, people keep saying birthdays. I'll get to the birthdays. I just didn't want to forget about the birthdays. I didn't want to forget about the birthdays. But I don't know if you haven't heard about it, because I don't know if you're under a rock. Speaking of rock. during last Sunday's Oscars, Chris Rock came out to do a presentation. Chris Rock's a comedian. He comes out, does a couple little jokes, you know, funny jokes, just ribbing. That's what comics do. We rib. So apparently he ribbed off cuff, offhand, Jada Pinkett Smith, married to Will Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith is unfortunately suffering from alopecia, which is a hair loss thing, which, you know, it's a serious, you know, get people sensitive to it. But here's the thing. Apparently, she had been on Instagram or something like that, and she did. So she's kind of embracing it, which is good. Good for her to embrace it. I'm losing my hair. I don't fucking care. I don't care anymore. I don't. What am I going to do? Fight it? Yell at it? Be mad? No, I'm going to go on with my life. And that's what Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, that all being said, Chris Rock talked about Javier Bardem getting if he doesn't get the Academy and his wife is up for an Oscar, which is a Penelope Cruz. If she didn't get an Oscar, oh my God, he can't win either because, you know, it caused a rift and that's what it would be. If my wife and I were up for an Oscar and she didn't get it and I did, she'd be happy, but she wouldn't be fucking happy. So that's what he was saying. That was one of the jokes. He then said, I hope Will Smith wins it. That's what he said. And then, of course, Jada Pinkett Smith is next to him. Shaved head. So he said, G.I. Jane 2. Love it. Can't wait till it comes out. Now, here's the thing. As a comic, it's not a great joke. It's okay. It's a dated joke. It's from the 90s. But G.I. Jane was an empowering joke. It was, you know, G.I. Jane, she shaved her head for it, which was a big thing to not have that long hair. And if you remember the movie, she really, it was this empowering thing. But the thing is, Will Smith laughs his ass. Well, not laughs his ass, but he did smile and chuckle, blah, blah, blah. Before the camera cut, Jada Pinkett Smith was not happy. She was like, you know, she double eye roll, gritted teeth, all that. So they cut back to Chris Rock. Chris Rock is like, oh, it's a good joke. Don't worry about it. And then Will Smith comes up. You know the story. He comes up and slaps him. Now, first of all, I saw that. And the first thing I thought of is, what the fuck? I'm a comic. I'm going to have to say I have a concealed carry now. Because I ain't fucking around anymore. I don't do anything. But you never know. You just never know. And one, they were like, well, he couldn't have been, there's no security there. The security outside to keep people outside, not to keep people from fucking up on the inside. It's like, what the fuck? But Chris Rock is in Boston tonight and fucking selling it out. Good for him. Good for him. But if you want to know more about that, I got to move fast. I'm delayed and I should have called and she's actually just texted me and I got to move it along. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through real quick this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
So let me get this pretty quick. As I said, my show prep got completely fucked. But let me go through with this. Where are we? No, this one. Okay, good. All right, so let's go through this super, super quick so we can get to all the things I need.
Slap him like a bitch!
What the f- That was not planned. Okay, let's uncheck those. I may have that as a permanent thing, though. All right, let's go. And if my guest is listening, please, 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 I will call you back and we'll go a little longer tonight because this is my F up. So let's say, going all the way back to 1492, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella signed a decree expelling Jews from Spain. What? Fuck. 1533, Henry VIII divorces his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. 1858, on this day in 1858, the pencil with an attached eraser was patented by Hyman L. Lippmann. What? How did you not think to just Somebody's walking around with a pencil going, jeez, I got to carry a pencil. I got to carry an eraser. This is not going to work. I wish somebody would just put them all together. All right, let's move on. 1867 on this day, Alaska was bought by the U.S. from Russia for $7.2 million. In 1870, Texas becomes the last Confederate state remitted to the Union. And also on this date, on the same year, 15th Amendment passed, guaranteeing the right to vote regardless of race. 1909, the Queensboro Bridge opens, linking Manhattan to Queens. Ugh, that was probably a fucking mistake. I found this funny. 1916, Stanley Cup, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Portland Rosebuds. That was the real fucking team. Gets better in 1918 Stanley Cup. Toronto Arenas beat the Vancouver Millionaires. Fuck. Who's naming these teams? I like it better when they had, you know, named after Native Americans. Let's see, where are we? 1932, Amelia Earhart is the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. That didn't go too good. No, it's fine. It's fine. But, you know, then she tried something else and, it, you know, whatever are you going to do? I'm all over the map today. I swear to God. Let's see, because I had everything in place and now it's not here. 1952, the sixth Tony Award, Four Poster and The King and I win. And of course, 1955, the 27th Academy Awards on the waterfront, where Brando and Grace Kelly win. Why did they say Brando and Grace Kelly? Why don't they say Marlon Brando and Grace Kelly? Well, that's kind of sexist. They wouldn't name her. Oh, 1967, the cover picture of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper is photographed. I have to go through this manually because I went through all this. I did this already. 1972, a funny thing happened. Opened at the Lutefontein, New York City for 156 performances. 1981 on this date, President Reagan was shot and wounded by John W. Hinckley III. He did it for Jody. He did it for Jody Foster. He was barking up the wrong tree there. 1987, the 59th Academy Awards. Platoon won, Paul Newman, and Marley Matlin won. 1987, also in this date, Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers sells for a record £22.5 million, or $39.7 million. 1988, the second Soul Train Music Awards. Where was I? Let's see. 1992, the 64th Academy Awards, Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster went. See, now there they included his first name. There was one more. Where? Oh, yeah. In 2012, Visa and MasterCard warns banks that a security breach has compromised over 10 million credit cards. And, of course, the last Academy thing. In 2014, the Oscar-winning film Frozen, Let It Go, beats Toy Story 3 over the weekend to become the highest-earning animated movie in history. That is this day in history, folks. And let me go through this. Famous birthdays. Celine Dion is 54 years old. Speaking of Vincent van Gogh, this is his birthday. He was 1853 to 1890. Now, MC Hammer is 59. What? Mark Consuelos. I know there's a few of my listeners. I didn't know who he was, but he looked familiar. He's from Days of Our Lives. He's 50. Robbie Coltrane. You might know him as Hagrid. He's 71 years old. Pierce Morgan is 56. Richard Sherman, football player, is 33. Get ready. You ready? 76 years old. Eric Clapton. Tracy Chapman's 57. Nora Jones, 43 years old. Unbelievable. The rest of the bunch of TikTok nobodies. All right. Where am I going? Oh, and that's right. You didn't remind me about birthdays, you people. My nephew, Joshua, is 26 today. And I did not call him today. I was very busy. So I know my sister's listening, and I will text him before the day is over to wish him a happy birthday. He's probably out celebrating with his friends. So that is today in history. That's the birthdays. And let me take my first break. And during the break, you are actually going to get a chance to listen to this amazingly funny comedian. She was actually part of the 2022 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Let me move this down. So I'll move her here. There we go. That makes sense. So let's take our first break. You know something? I'm just going to go right to it because I want to get to her. And when we come back, you're going to get a chance to talk to her in person. You're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Rebecca Kaplan.
How are you guys doing? I know what you're all thinking. She is psychic. I have a quick game I'd like to play with you guys, if that's okay. Somebody just shout out your astrological sign, and I'll tell you what you missed the most during the pandemic.
Cancer.
Okay. Hey, okay, I heard Leo. Gonna say that you missed sex. I heard cancer. Gonna say that you missed sex too. Anyone else? I heard Virgo. I think that you missed sex as well. Just a wild guess. I don't know. We all missed sex, right? I don't know. I just got vaccinated though. Yeah. So I'm ready to fuck. Yeah, but it's been so long, I think I've forgotten how to do it. I don't know, like, it's like I forget. Men do or don't like it when you make eye contact during sex. I think they don't like it, right? Because it's like a little aggressive. I don't know. I forget. Men do or don't like it when you sing Hamilton during sex. Talk less, smile more is a line from Hamilton. And it's also what I've been told that I should do during sex. Instead of singing Hamilton.
In 200 feet, take your next right. You have arrived at your destination. Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. It is the only destination you'll need. Listen live on Wednesday nights.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, with me via the Facebook Instant Messenger is the aforementioned very funny Rebecca Kaplan. Everyone say hi. Hi, Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm having some technical bullshit, but enough about me. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry that you're having tech issues.
No, because it's always the thing. But, you know, I was on a delay and I was supposed to call you 10 minutes ago and then but anyway, how are you and how's New York?
Good. New York's okay. It's weirdly cold, but it's fun.
So, folks, this is Rebecca Kaplan. Let me get her, and I had all information, so see if I can remember it. You can free stalk her through Instagram and Twitter. Her handle is Rebecca T. Kaplan. Is that, if memory serves?
Yeah, so like Rebecca Sunnybrook Farms and Kaplan, like the SAT test prep company.
So you were part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival this year. You were the virtual because you were in New York and we're still experiencing some COVID issues and blah, blah, blah. But tell us, myself and the lovely listening audience at home, all about you. Are you from New York? How long have you been doing stand-up? All that stuff. Let's talk.
I am from I'm from Brooklyn, and I've been doing stand-up for a few years, like since about 2018.
Now, you originally, you said from Brooklyn, where in Brooklyn were you originally from?
From like Flatbush area.
Okay. Because I met my wife. My wife had a place in Park Slope, actually. Yeah. It was cool. Nice. I love it. Say, I miss the city. How is the city, by the way? I know it's cold, but how is how things with COVID? They just dropped all the restrictions, right? Everything.
Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, you still have to wear a mask on the subway, but.
Oh, yeah. you should anyway, even if there wasn't COVID.
Yeah. I mean, they've never been really enforcing the mask on the subway thing. There's too many people to enforce that.
Ah. So, and you've only been doing it for a few years, but so funny. And the set was from, was it stand-up? No, not stand-up New York. It was, where was that set from? That's the one you submitted for the festival. Was it stand-up?
Broadway Comedy Club.
Broadway Comedy Club. That's the way it was. So what are some of the clubs that you play in the city?
Yeah, I don't do that many. It's like really hard to get comedy club shows in New York unless you have like a TV credit.
Are they still doing the like an early show with nobody watching you and then late show everybody goes kind of thing? And you still have to pass like this comic strip and stuff like that?
I mean, I think like it's even like, I mean, there's like house. It's hard to get on like house shows, but people produce shows that...
What are some of the places you play? Because I know there's a ton of like, there'd be like a coffee shop or, you know, there's all these little weird rooms.
Yeah. So it's like hard. It's harder to get like onto like the house shows at comedy clubs. But there are like many, many like bar shows and
right.
like cafe shows and shows in like wherever people's basements. Stuff like that.
Have you been in a lot of people's basements?
Yeah, only once as a kidnap victim. No, I'm kidding.
You look good, though. I don't know how long they kept you, but you look good.
Thanks.
So how are things in the city just in general? Like, because, I mean, it's been a long time. Like I said, my wife lived there, and I was there for on and off for about 4 years. And it was very exciting, but it's, you know, since so many things have happened, you know, young girl, young comic, young person just hanging out. Is it still like this hot kind of happening place?
Yeah, it's like a, you know, I'm probably biased because I'm from New York, but I mean, it's definitely like there's a lot of good comedy to watch for sure. And like opportunities to do.
Yep. So speaking of that, the weird thing is when I met my wife, we were floating around a lot of times. We would travel in Manhattan and we'd go to Brooklyn back and forth. And everybody's on, like, you see celebrities there all the time because they live in New York. We saw, actually, the funny thing was my wife, a girlfriend at the time, sitting across from me. And I said, oh, my God, that girl looks like Drew Barrymore. And she went, that is Drew Barrymore. Like, it's like the weirdest thing. And Chris Rock was walking down 7th Avenue in Brooklyn, or 6th Avenue in Brooklyn. So it's about Chris Rock and all this stuff. What is your take as a comic? And, you know, I don't want to, you know, get, I want to talk more about you, but it's, I talk to other comics because this is a comic who was assaulted on stage. So did you actually see it? Or did you, of course you've heard about it, but.
Oh, yeah. You mean, Chris Rock?
Yeah. By Will Smith. Yeah. What's, I mean, as a comic, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it looked like a pretty light punch. I don't know. We'd call that assault.
Could you take it? Could you?
I mean, no. If Will Smith hit me with the force that he hit Chris Rock, I think. I probably would have toppled. I'm incredibly weak. No. Chris Rock didn't look phased. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, he took it like a champ, though. That was great. I would have fucking snapped. I couldn't have done it. Not me. I would have been. Well, here's the thing. You know, you're hosting. You're doing this. You know, an award ceremony. You're at the Oscars, and he just went right back to being professional. And I understand that. But like, as a comic. Like I felt very like I've been attacked on stage. I've been yelled at on stage. I've had things thrown at me on stage. I mean, this is over 30 years and this happens. So did you, when you saw it, did you take any of that kind of personal? Like,
Oh, no, I don't. I mean, I didn't really think of it like a comedian thing. It seemed like just a celebrity on celebrity situation. But
that's funny.
I mean, yeah, I've it's definitely a concern. Okay, I mean, I don't know what people do about like stalker, like, you know, if you have like somebody physically stalking you.
I mean, I do the joke about free stalking, you know, you follow people on Facebook and Twitter, but yeah, that can be a real problem. And I mean, you know, I mean, but the thing is, like in New York, when I was in New York, I felt safer in New York at 3 o'clock in the morning than I did in Boston at 10 at night, you know? So it's a very different kind of situation. But
yeah, luckily, like New York has like very strict gun laws and stuff like that. But the thing about like guns is that people like can move, like, you know, people have legs and cars. So
yeah,
we have strict gun laws, but we're like right next to like, you know, Vermont, which doesn't really. And
yeah,
upstate New York.
America.
Yeah.
America. Well, I perform in New Hampshire all the time, and New Hampshire's literally live free or die, and they don't give a, I mean, they didn't know there was a pandemic. Like, they were like, what's this weirdo wearing a mask for? You know?
Right. Yeah. And like, I guess like Boston was probably stricter than like neighboring towns like Providence or, I mean, yeah, I guess like if you perform places, you just have to hope that people like won't try to assault you.
Yeah, it's humans are stupid. Humans are stupid, crazy creatures. So let's do this. Let's take our second break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. You're listening to Radio Irregardless.
Hear that? It's your money. Sucker. It's refund season, and nobody gets more of your money than the U.S. government. Guaranteed.
Give us your billions, America!
It's Tracy Jane. You should be listening to Mark Scalia on Radio Irregardless. Hey, what, the Irregardless, is that like your Italian thing? Is that like a not for nothing, or I mean, no disrespect? Hey, listen to Radio Irregardless.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still joining me on the Facebook Instant Messenger is the aforementioned very funny Rebecca Kaplan. So in your act, I will talk about this. Your opening set from the set that I played, you have such a funny style. Now, you said you only been doing it a couple years? You said like 2 years?
I said 2018. So I've been doing it like maybe like, seriously since like about that.
Oh my God. So funny. So do you work just in New York or do you travel any other place? Jersey's a big place to kind of.
I like, I have a car now and I've been doing some like road gigs. Like I did some shows up in Providence, like last October I've been doing some shows like off the PATH train in Jersey.
Nice. But just in New York, New Jersey area, or are you like, have you been to California or Texas, any states? How's are you exposing your act to different parts of the country?
Yeah. I'm doing like the Rubber City Comedy Festival in May. So it's in Akron, Ohio.
Now, see, here's the thing. People go, oh my God, it's in Ohio. There are a ton of really cool places and cool festivals that people have never heard of. And it's just a great way to get your name out there and do all that stuff. I wish I could have had you here for our festival. The Zoom thing was so fucking weird. We did Zoom one night. We did a Thursday night Zoom. And we had two live nights because of the restrictions and everything. But Rebecca was one of our comedians that called in to the Zoom, and she happened to be the closing act of the showcase. And there was a woman and a guy who could not get their microphone situated, like, for the whole show. It was literally like Goji going, I don't know how to put this. Was this off? I don't know. Like, we're doing our sets, and they're like, this is like the cameras. See, are we doing this? And then you're just like this. You go, I'm going to get some coffee later. And then you hear it come back. So Rebecca went on, and she started, I mean, her act, so funny, and she's got a very different style. And what happened was, is she asked questions, and people actually answered, which is, you know, usually you ask it, and it's almost a rhetorical question, but this guy answered the question, and apparently it was his wife got very bent out of shape, because the woman thought you were hitting on her husband in a Zoom show. It was, you said something to the effect of, what's your preference as far as maintenance of pubic hair?
Yeah.
And he said shaved, and apparently his wife did not agree. And I think that was the issue. But it was the strangest thing. She left out of the room, and you could hear it on Zoom. You could hear the whole altercation. And meanwhile, you folks don't know this, Rebecca's doing her act, and you can hear all this turmoil behind. It was the weirdest thing, but it was so fun. Only comics can do shit like this. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Now, have you done a lot of Zoom shows since the pandemic, or are you back to exclusive live now?
Yeah, I like had been hosting an in-person show with another woman in New York before the pandemic, and then I sorry about that.
That's all right. Is that an agent? Answer it, because this is not going to help your career. It's fun for us, but whatever. There's like eight people listening. It's fine.
Oh, hi, eight people.
I get a ton of downloads, though. That's dinner. I'm sorry. So you were hosting a live show?
Yeah. And then, like, when the pandemic happened, I just, like, immediately switched it to being on Instagram Live and then Zoom. So I kept that up every single Tuesday until I just stopped doing it, like, this past month.
Really? Oh, you were doing a live Instagram show?
I switched it to Zoom, like, you know, at some point in like May 2020,
which is actually a really nice segue. So again, you can follow her. I don't want to say freestyle because it got weird for a while. No, you can follow her on Instagram and Twitter. She's at Rebecca T. Kaplan, RebeccaTKaplan. Did I do that right?
Yes.
All from memory, because my show prep is shit. So, Rebecca, I did have a show all prep. I did have a game I wanted to prep with you. It was really funny. It was about Kaplan. It was about degrees. And it was all this stuff. And I don't even know if I have it anymore. It's like completely gone. I'm bummed out. I was gonna ask you about degrees. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Which college?
I went to Purchase.
Is that a good one? I don't know. I didn't go to college. I'm an idiot.
No, I don't think not going to college makes you an idiot.
No, I'm an idiot. Not.
Oh, like you're an idiot. I'm an idiot.
I didn't go to college and I'm an idiot. It's like, I don't see the two as related. Just putting the two. Let me see if I have it. I might have it. Let's see. Oh, I got it. Oh, I found it. Let's see.
Awesome.
I found it. It's going to be stupid. Okay, I put it in that computer, and now it's going to be on this computer, and it's going to be fine. So let's do this. Let's do a little thing. So do you have a degree?
Yes.
Okay, what's your degree in? Because I don't have a degree. I need a degree.
creative writing and journalism.
Oh, you're fucking lucky. I wish I had that. I have nothing. Like, I can do it, but no, I'm not that creative. I found these funny, like initials for degrees. Like, what's your degree? What's your initials that you have in your degree? So it's a degree in like
a BA. It's a BA.
It's a BA, which is a BA is a Bachelor of Arts. It's also known as an AB or a BA, which I thought is kind of cool. But do you know what a BA, BA or a BABA is? Every time you get it right, you'll get that. Every time you get it wrong, you'll get that. There are two different volumes, so I have to work it out. So a BA is a Bachelor of Arts, but you know what a BABA? BABA.
Is it a baby's first words?
It's. I will allow it. It is not, but it's funny. It's a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration. Some of this stuff is stupid. You know what a BAE is?
What?
A BAY, a BAE?
BAE. Are these all real Bachelors of Arts in Education?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't have got that. I downloaded these and I don't fucking know. How about a BFA?
I'm a tutor, so I
what
I
do might you teach? Have like an under.
I'll teach anything that people ask me to, but primarily like I help adults learn like computer programs.
Which ones?
Usually like the Adobe Creative Suite or Microsoft Office are like probably the most popular ones, but sometimes people also just like want general, like to gain general computer confidence.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. People have said, they go, oh, Mark, you know so much of computers. I go, I know enough to make me dangerous, but I don't know enough to teach somebody. How about a BTS?
Yes.
Do you know what a BTS is? This is stupid.
Korean rock band. Sorry, I mean Korean pop. It's a bachelor.
It's actually a bachelor of tourist studies. Huh? I didn't think that was a thing. There's a BSBA. There's a
which bachelor is, of science, bachelor of arts.
Bachelor of science. That's right, in business administration. How about a Bibby? B-I-B-E.
I actually have heard that one before. Is it like business in industry? Like
close?
Bachelor.
Bachelor of International Business Economics.
Okay.
There was one. It was a, I don't have it here. I had it. It was about a morgue. Mortician, but it was the same thing as like a musician. It was like the weirdest thing, like the same initials. This is stupid. How about a BAPSI? This would be the last one because it's stupid. A BAPSI, a BAPSY.
A Bachelor of Architecture and Planning and Architecture Planning Science and Industries.
No, I'm not going to let you get that one away. It's actually the Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, which I'm like, how a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology? I don't understand things. I just don't. See, if it was printed out, it probably would have been better, but it's not, so we'll move on. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's take our third and final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rebecca Kaplan about her first time on stage, her best time on stage, and, of course, her worst time on stage. You're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And Strange, you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook Live Instant Messenger is the aforementioned very funny Rebecca Kaplan. I'm just working out my little things here, blah, blah, blah. So, Rebecca, you've been doing comedy a couple years. I always like to talk to the guests about this. But before we get about this, do you have, are you going to be anywhere this weekend?
Yeah, if anyone happens to be in the New York City area, I'm doing a show this, tomorrow at Kingston, Brooklyn, and then Monday and Thursday I'm producing shows at Young Ethel's in Brooklyn, and then Yara and in Manhattan, so those will be fun. And then, yeah, just other shows in, like, New York City, Jersey City, and then, like, the Rubber City Comedy Festival in Akron, Ohio.
And do you have all your do you have your dates, your upcoming dates on Instagram? Do you have a website or just Instagram and Twitter kind of thing?
Yeah, I just posted my upcoming dates to, like, as in a post on Instagram and Twitter, and I usually put stuff, like, on my, like, link tree.
But what? There's a link tree? That's another one?
Yeah.
I can't follow. I'm too old, Rebecca. I'm too old for this shit. Well,
like, the idea is that since, like, you can only put one link in your bio on like, most social media platforms.
Yeah.
You put, like, a link. It's, like, called Linktree. And it's just, like, one. It's just one website. And, like, it's easy to, like, put a bunch of links there.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another. I can't be. Are you on TikTok too? You're on TikTok, I bet. No.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Oh, people are saying, Mark, you should go on TikTok. I'm like, I can't. I'm barely on Facebook. I'm barely on Twitter. I'm barely on anything. So just, you know, but you're young and you're hip and you're doing all the comedy thing. And of course, you got to follow her on all these things. She's at Rebecca T. Kaplan on Instagram and Twitter, and she'll go to the link tree. I don't know what it is. You know, I feel like I'm 1,000 when I talk. I've been doing comedy 32 years. There was none of this when I started. There was just, we were mailing videotapes in the mail, mailing them. Jesus. So much easier now. But before we let you go, I'm always curious to ask these questions of my guests. Tell us about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and then your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order, because we love to hear about the best time. We love to hear about the first time. And of course, the worst time is, like, the, you know, getting slapped by Chris Rock or Will Smith.
That's probably the best time for Chris Rock, because now everybody keeps talking about him.
Yeah, he's in Boston now, and, you know, it's going. My wife said, he said, "What's up, Boston? How was your weekend?" Which is funny. So tell us about you.
I guess, like, the first time I tried stand up was just at somebody was, like, running a stand up comedy club at my college. So I just went, and I wrote, like, just a pretty, it was a pretty bad set. It was, like, just pretty, I just wrote something about how incestuous it is for, like, Jews to date one another. We're so closely related. It's, like, very, it's very long, but I got, like, you know, my friends laughed and thought it was funny.
So you received well, though, right? Because I think that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, like, it definitely wasn't, like, the worst. This probably sounds, like, conceited or whatever, but it like, definitely wasn't, like, the worst, like, first time, like, trying to write, like, a stand-up set. I think if I did it, like, word for word, like, today, I think it would do, like, fine. It just wasn't, like, that. I definitely used words that are no longer considered acceptable.
That's your generation. I still say shit. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. If I took away the word, like the words that were problematic, and like replaced them with like more. Right.
I've modified my act as well. I get it. I'm teasing you a little bit. So that's your first time. So you performed in front of some of your friends. What's like one of the best shows you've done so far? The most memorable, the best show.
I did. I like got to put together like a half hour set for my like birthday this year, and that was pretty cool. You know, also like, you know, mostly like friends and family came out, but it's just like cool to get to do. I mean, it's pretty like rare to have the opportunity to do 30 minutes in New York City.
Yeah. People don't realize that. Like when you get on a show, they're like, okay, you do 3.5 minutes or you do 6.5 minutes. It's real super tight. And if you go even close to over, you don't work there again, or they kind of blackball you something. So you did 30 minutes in front of friends and family. Where was the venue?
A bar, Young Ethel's in Brooklyn. They're a great venue. I'm doing another show there on this Monday, April 4th, with Mike Kaplan and Isabel Hagen and a few other
Mike Kaplan, no relation. No relation?
Yeah, no relation. Kaplan's a very common name.
So your first time on stage was a little kind of fun, but interesting. Second time, the best time was the 30-minute set, which, of course, you don't get to do very long sets in New York. So that was amazing. So now, always, the part that I love is talk about the worst set, the worst time on stage.
Yeah, so I went out in, like, I guess, like, 2000, like the summer of 2019 to, like, the UK and Europe, and I was trying to get spots there. And I did a really good show in, like, Scotland. It was, like, great at, like, a comedy club there. And, the London scene was, like, really confusing to me because I guess they do, like, they book all of their open mics there. So it wasn't like that clear to me, like what was an open mic and like what was a show, just like as an American submitting. Yeah. So I really procrastinated on reaching out to people. So by the time I reached out, everything was like booked up pretty much. So the only thing I got on was this like gong show. And I just had like a vague idea of what a gong show was, but I was like, I googled it, and I was like, this seems kind of awful, but I was like, I'll give it a try. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And it was so much worse than I was expecting. It was like the atmosphere was. Just like from like the moment the show started, there was like just palpable like hostility towards like the comedians, like from the audience. Yeah. And
it's like a carnivorous carnival. It's the worst.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone would agree like willingly to do this. I mean, I was like just confused. So
like I'm from the US, I'm not from, why would you do this?
Yeah. a lot of people were getting gonged off at like the minute mark, like you get voted off at like after a minute, and I was like, well, maybe I'll get voted off, but at least I'll get to do like a minute of stand up. And I don't know if it's because they were sexist or because they were anti-Semitic or if they just didn't like whatever, but they didn't even give me like a chance. Like, literally, like, I got booed from, like, the moment that my name was announced. Like, before I had, like, gotten onto, like, before they had even seen me. Like, they were booing, like, my name.
You burned your name.
Yeah. And they did not stop booing until, like, the moment I got off stage.
Oh, my gosh.
So I didn't even get the 60-second chance.
Oh.
And that, I mean, you know, it's, like, kind of, that's, like, the only time, like, that's definitely, like, the worst I've ever bombed, but it's, like, kind of weird because it was, like, definitely, like, a really bad experience, but in some ways it wasn't.
Yeah, you like didn't bomb. You just, how could you bomb before you even got to the stage? It's like, that's.
Right. It's like I did. It's like I bombed, but also I like was very aware that it like wasn't really about me because like I wasn't given a chance. So.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry to laugh, but yeah. it's comics. It's literally when comics talk about, and I've done this a bunch of times, comics talk about the worst room they've ever played. Like, this was ridiculous. Guys were throwing stuff and there was broken glass and the actor wanted to force me was a ventriloquist and then a mime went after me. And then I went on at 2 o'clock in the morning and they're to drunk people. And then another comic goes, wow, that sucks. Who books it? Yeah, they want to. But that is oh my God, that's a great freaking story. So now from here, it just has to keep going up because you're doing amazing things. You're producing a bunch of shows and things like that. So, but Rebecca, thank you so much for being part of the show tonight. I know I'm a little off kilter, but you're so fun. And I really enjoyed you coming to the Salem Comedy Spheres Festival. Hopefully we'll get to have you come back and, you know, be in person and live at the venues because we had such a good time at the venues and it would be great to have you down there. So, but I want to thank you so much for being part of the broadcast tonight. Thank you so much, Rebecca. So funny.
Thanks for having me on.
So fucking gong show. I don't know if I could do that. I'll be honest with it. I don't know if I could do that. I don't think I'd want to do that. You fucking gong show. Good for her. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. This is a strange weekend. It's April 1st. Would you think, oh my God, it's a comic. You got to be working April Fool's Day. I'm working during the day for the Salem Trolley. And then at night, I may have something. I'm waiting to hear back. Let's just say that. Currently, I'm not working. I'll be honest with you. So as always, folks, if you want to be a guest, if you want to call the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Check out more of my website. Again, we're going to be adding some more stuff, video, something like that, markscalia.com. I will be back in 2 weeks with Damian Speranza, April 16th. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.